I want to read you some encouraging verses from Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, as it relates to these that came and we're in the service Sunday. Isaiah 55 and verse 10, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Amen. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That the Word of God doesn't just go forth and then nothing, no effect, no result. We need to stand tonight upon this wonderful promise that His Word goes forth just as surely as the snow and the rain comes and waters the ground and it brings forth fruit. Just as certainly as that happens every year and every season of fruitfulness, so is it true that God's Word goes forth and it does not return void. Amen. It doesn't come back empty-handed or void at all, but it's sent forth to accomplish something, and it does accomplish it. Amen. And we need to be encouraged to know tonight that God's Word has power to change people's lives. And the power, we know that the Word of God, there's many things that the Word of God are compared to. And one is the Word of God is, for instance, in the parables there in Matthew 13, it is a seed. And when we think of it as a seed, we know that a seed can be very small and very tiny, but if it's put in the proper type of atmosphere and the proper amount of nutrients and all, then that seed will germinate and it will begin to grow. Amen. And we need to take God's promise here and understand that God's Word goes forth and it accomplishes something. It doesn't just come back empty and unsuccessful, but it goes forth and it accomplishes something in the minds and the hearts of the hearer. Amen. You know that, I may have gone through this before with you, I can't remember, but the power, there is power in that seed of the Word. Power in the seed. They have found seeds in the tombs of pharaohs, thousands of years old, brought them out, and one in particular that I was reading about, in, I believe it was UCLA, that they took these seeds, they planted them, and the oldest one that they know living, it is a date tree, and they call it Methuselah because it is the oldest seed that germinated thousands of years old, but somehow, even though that seed was lying dormant in that tomb and in the darkness of that tomb for thousands of years, they brought it back out into the sun. They brought it into the right kind of environment, and that seed germinated, and it brought forth a date tree. Pretty amazing, isn't it? I read also about seeds that they found in the frozen tundra of northwestern Siberia, and they've brought them out also. Over one in particular, I was reading about over 1,000 years old, they estimate, brought it out, took it into some kind of a laboratory or whatever, where they could create the right kind of conditions, and that seed began to grow. The power is in the seed of the Word of God. Amen. So what needs to be created is the right conditions so that that seed can take root and bear fruit in the lives of the hearer. Amen. Now we prayed, I know there's a lot of folks that were praying before Sunday and praying for friends and loved ones, and please keep doing that. But don't ever think that the Word of God does not hit its target. It does. Another scripture talks about the Word that is powerful. It is quick or living and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It even divides asunder soul and spirit. It discerns the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It's powerful to get down into the depths of the soul of a person. Amen. It's alive. It's living. It's powerful. It can get down into their mind and their heart and can bring forth fruit. Amen. And I'm believing God for that. And trust in the Lord that many of these that were here this week, are possibly the product of maybe someone else, some other church or some other Christian person that wasn't even here who invested in them. And that's often the way that it is. Often it's true that God uses all kinds of different individuals. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about Paul and Apollos, ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. The Apostle Paul said that we are laborers together, and so sometimes we labor with people that we don't even know. And sometimes we see the fruit of prayers and the gospel seed sown, maybe even in previous generations. But we know that it's quick and it's living, it's powerful, it takes root in the hearts and the depths of the soul. It has such power that it can divide asunder soul and spirit. It can discern their thoughts and the intents of their heart. That's how powerful that it is. Amen. So when we come to church and the songs are sung and the Spirit of God is moving and the Word of God goes forth, and have a spiritual optimism to believe that God is going to work through the power of His Word and His Spirit. And it's going to lodge deep in their hearts. That's why I'm encouraging Sunday school teachers and children's church workers, those that are working with kids, to plant the seed of the Word of God in their heart and deal with them about their spiritual needs. Talk to little kids about their soul. It's one thing to teach them the Bible stories and maybe even to help them to memorize them, and that's not a bad thing, but it really, there needs to be the focus on them becoming born again, getting saved. Amen. And then the Word of God can really begin to work mightily in their life when they're born of God and born of the Spirit of God. So we need to be diligent in sowing the Word of the Lord. Amen. Because my words, they're fairly, they're just empty. Your words are empty. But when God works and it's His Spirit directing and leading, and the Word of God is being planted in the hearts and the minds of people, it will accomplish what it's sent forth to accomplish. And that's an encouraging thing to me. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. When the Word of God goes forth, then you have the full force of God's purpose and God's will behind the Word of God. It will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. So however many, I don't know, 25, 30 or 35 visitors here Sunday, a good group of visitors that were here on Sunday. And my prayer is, Lord, that the word of God does not return void, but that it was sent forth like a sharp two-edged sword, and it is piercing their heart and their mind and their conscience, and they're having to deal with the thoughts of God and righteousness and conviction. All these things are upon them now because of the word and the spirit of God. Amen. And I'm praying that that's happening. So we're to be diligent, and don't lose heart, because everyone who has sown the seeds of the Word of God has had to wait patiently. Sometimes we lose our patience, we lose our confidence that God's really working. Jeremiah prophesied almost 50 years with hardly any response or success. Can you imagine? Almost 50 years that he was a preacher of righteousness. Even in the ministry of Jesus and the disciples, they had seasons of time when people rejected them and wouldn't receive them, and they would turn away from the voice of the Lord or from the disciples. So don't ever think that just because the altars weren't flooded with people crying out to God, don't ever believe that God isn't doing a work, because He is. He is. Amen. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It is sent forth, and it's living. It is piercing asunder soul and spirit. It's getting down to the very depths of their soul and their conscience. And that area that God is working on them and talking to them, dealing with them by His Spirit. And oftentimes you can't see that it's going on at all. But it is. It's underneath. It's inside their mind and their heart. But there's this working, this germinating that's going on, and God is dealing with them and working by His Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's just create an atmosphere for them. Amen. Just pour out your love on them and pray for them, and just create an atmosphere where the seed of God's word can really, really have its effect. Amen. Just let God use you to minister to that person and help them and encourage them toward God. Just help them toward the kingdom of God. Many of them are not that far from the kingdom. Amen. Let's encourage them. I was Sunday morning, I was talking about Jesus being an advocate, ready to defend by his mercy. When I started talking about an advocate, I immediately thought, Greg had called Steve Jones. Steve is an attorney here in town, and he knows all about what an advocate does. And so as soon as I started talking about an advocate, I thought, as I was, if you can imagine this, while I was going through that little part, little theme, in my mind, I was thinking, Lord, let this just penetrate Steve's heart. Let it talk to him and deal with him about the fact that Jesus is full of mercy. He's rich in mercy. And He's an advocate ready to step in and to help you and to defend you, and that you're not going to be condemned in your sin, but you're going to be set free from your sin because of His mercy and His grace. Amen. Familiar verse is Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. The power's in the seed. Amen. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's the power that's in the seed of the word of the Lord that goes forth. As I said, Paul described the situation when he said, I planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Amen. God is the one that's working. So we just do what he tells us to do. We put the word of God out there. We broadcast the seed of his word and asking God by spirit to put that truth and that little gospel nugget or seed in their heart and mind, and then just believe that God's the one, because we're nothing. I'm nothing. You're nothing. We don't have any ability. If we did, then we would just go make people get saved. But they really, we can't do that. We don't have any power. But God is the one that gives. He's the one that gives the increase. He's the one that gives the reward. He that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. So God uses us. Get the word out there. And then he begins to work in them. Amen. So be diligent in sowing so that one day, and maybe in some of these cases, one day, very soon, some of these that were here Sunday, we have prayed for them for a long time, a long time. And sometimes we think, Lord, is this person ever going to get right? Are they ever going to turn to the Lord? And oftentimes it seems like they're the furthest from God just before they finally respond. Amen. I love the example of what happened. I use this as an illustration a lot of times, but I remember being in the service when Brother Huff's was taking prayer requests, and he was just going around receiving prayer requests in the service, and all of a sudden Ray Broughton, right over here, sitting right over here, stood up and said, I need to get saved. And Joanne was so shocked by that, because later she said, well, Ray would always say to me, God don't deal with me, God's not dealing with me. And she would say, as only Joanne could, surely he is, Ray, surely. Surely he is. No, I don't have any need for that. God was working, and the seed was planted, and there was a process of time that was going on, and then right in the middle of that service, it was interrupted so that Ray Broughton could get saved. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, the Lord can do that, and he could do it on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night. It doesn't really matter when it is, but God can do it because the word is going forth, and the seed has power, and it will bring forth fruit. That's the promise. From Isaiah 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Do you believe that? That's the Bible. It's God's word. Do you believe that? Well, we need to believe it. We need to believe not what we see. We need to believe what we know the Bible says, that right now God is working on unsaved people that you've been praying for. And some of them were here Sunday morning. Glory to God. Amen. God's at work. It's an unseen, mysterious working of God's presence and God's spirit, but he's at work. If the word of God is true, and we know that it is. Hallelujah. So let's be diligent in sowing so that one day we will rejoice as reapers. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father, thank you for the promise from your word. Thank you, Lord, God, that you're at work. And I just pray, Lord, for all of these, maybe a couple of dozen or more individuals that were here in the service, some of them unsaved, some of them backsliders. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are at work. We thank you, Lord, that there is a work of your Holy Spirit that's going on right now. And, Lord, that your word is alive, it's powerful, it is sharp, and Lord, there's not anything that they can do about this powerful effect upon their life. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that it is sent forth and it will accomplish what you sent it to accomplish. It will not return void. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. We stand upon that tonight. And we believe, Lord, for a harvest of souls. We're not going to stop planting the seed, and we're not going to stop witnessing and inviting folks to the house of God. We're not going to stop in our reach of evangelism. But Lord, help us to continue to reach out to all of these, Lord, that are in need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.